Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we're looking at biblical examples showing how we can reach our potential and fulfill our dreams even if obstacles get in our way. Today we'll look at an example that shows we can succeed even if we've acted in ways that would seem to cut us off from success. Saul really wanted to be successful in his endeavor to worship and serve God. He joined the Pharisees, a group of especially observant and influential Jews who had their own traditions for living a life faithful to Judaism. As a result, Saul was not a fan of Christ Jesus and his followers. In fact, he rounded up Jesus' followers and consented to their execution. But his desire to serve God was real. As he was traveling to arrest more of Jesus' followers, he saw a bright light and heard a voice suggesting he was going about things the wrong way. He was blinded by the light, symbolic of his blindness to what was right. He was healed by one of the people he previously would have arrested, and he immediately started following Jesus' teachings. He took a new name, Paul, and is still famous today for all the good he did, spreading Christianity far and wide, and even restoring a dead man to life. Paul didn't start out on the right foot, but the power of good we saw in Joseph's and Nehemiah's lives earlier this week was active in his life too, despite his mistakes. Those mistakes could not keep him from success. May we see that power propelling our success too. Amen.